Right, we get Simukov Ayin Dalib and get Yain Patish Amashka. So look, it's like this. Yain, the more reason Yain is a Cheshiva, so therefore Yain Techasuda needs a bracha. You know, normally past Pat is everything, but Yain is the Hazmat Cheshiva and needs a bracha during a Suda. Sorry, what? Yeah, now Yain also has another Maila. The Yain is, being that's the ratio of the Mashkin, Yain passes all Mashkin, Bein Bracha Shen, Bein Bracha Achreina, Bein Bracha Wine. It goes and Pata's other Mashkin. Now, Rabbi Yashiv has a crusade, against grape juice. The word Yain is that it's Sameach and it's Choshev and has the ability to ferment. And therefore, it's like Shiva, since his grape juice does not have any of those Mailas, therefore, Yain does not Pater Mashkin. He said maybe Techasuda. Maybe you don't need a bracha, all sorts of sveikas, say b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. It's the minigam not to be chishes for that. The whole grape juice has a din of yayin lechol daber.
What would be the ikrzach?
The yayin is alcohol content, so it's misameach. That's a chashivas of wine. Grape juice doesn't have any alcohol content to it, therefore there's no chashivas to it. Therefore it's not going to pass shamashkin, maybe during the study doesn't need it, and therefore all those things will not be true. Now, that was yayin pass is called mashkin. Nechaku. What's the case talking about? The Chayodim was Dafka, if you're Kaviya, Shtiyasi al Yayin, you do B'derech Kviyas. Mashenkein, if you don't do B'derech Kviyas, then it's not going to patter. Shpura brings out, it's not so Pashut, B'chlana, saying. And the Maskan of the Berlachi says that could we only do B'derech Kviyas, not that maybe Mashu works. Maybe Timu does work. Even Timu is close to me on after Shara Mashkin, and it brings down the Chachaim's Mashu, even a Mashu, Patras, so even a Chalikas. The Achor the Berloch is, Nachin Achim is Rezat Shara Mashkin, Yishtak on Molid Lugma, if you drink a little Mulug. If you don't drink a little Mulug, what should you do? You should get somebody else, and then time from the Yayin, to pat you on the Mashkin, or you should make a breath of a little sugar, to patter Shara Mashkin. So definitely, this is Nageya, every single time by Kiddush. By Kiddush day, some people had like the Biskara. The Biskara said that Kiddush Yoim is different than is the biggest Anenin. Pain is the biggest Anenin, therefore you held that if you don't drink from the Yayin, by Kiddush Yoim, you're missing the whole cup of the Kiddush. So therefore, if you go ahead and drink a time a little bit of the Kiddush, now you just got yourself the Brochus problem. If you have to use one, you buy the Kiddush, you want to have soda now. So, if you want to have soda, so you have a Suffolk now. And as the Berlach is saying that, let's see. You really only mulug with patas. If not, you should get somebody else to pata you or make a bracha on the sugar. So, you know, a little bit of a problem. So, what's the eitza? So, I guess the eitza I'm always like says, you know, have herring by the kiddush, right? Have herring by the kiddush. So then you don't have a shayla. But, you know, shayr tefillah is not such a good option because they don't like the smell. So, the mechitzitzik says in tshuva, better not to drink from the yayin kiddush and put yourself into suffer brachas, then to drink, and then you have, and then afterwards have sikas, whether I make a shackle on the soda, I make a shackle on the soda, I drink on the coffee, don't drink on the coffee, therefore better not to drink a mashu.
The feel of Rav, if you have to have a certain share?
No, that's bigger than you have to be time. Okay? You have to be time. Now, if you do have a mashu, say b'shem Rav Yashar, Rav Yashar could make a bracha. So to me, Rav Yashar say that, you know, that's some, it's more partially yes to make a bracha than not to make a bracha. You know that it does not pater. You know, there's Shmuel b'Shem Rav Yashar like that. But kids definitely one should not do it. And if not, get something with you or make a bracha on sugar. Now, I mean coffee, so make a bracha on the sugar. To go to pater. Now that was Yain Pater's other mashkim. Let's say you're making kiddush at home, you're drinking Malay Lugmav. Mishpura brings down a chalikis. Is it only if it's in front of you on the table, or even if you have a das to take it? In other words, you have, it's in the fridge, the soda or the milk, so it's a machalikis. We all need time to suffer brachas, we want to do it. But vada l'chachila, you should take out the soda or the milk from the fridge in order that it shouldn't be a shayla. Now, a pater is bein bracha rishayna, bein bracha achrayna. In other words, if you have a share of yayin, let's say you have a share for bracha achrayna, and then you also add a share of milk, so you're not going to make a b'nefashis. The halakhefen is going to pater also the, is also going to pater the b'nefashis.
the dinner they're having in front of you, so that means like by Kiddush, right? Mm-hmm. You have all the drinks out?
No, because Amaitzi Patas it. Amaitzi Patas it, and I have to have it.
Only there.
Now, here's a say like this. Let's say I'm drinking, and then I'm going to have wine afterwards. So, there's a little suffix called Bracha Achreina. Does the Bracha Achreina Yain pater the milk which I had before the... It's not a gig by Kiddush Day, but it's time I'm drinking the week, I'm drinking wine. And first I had a drink, then I didn't drink. So, this is Shtikvarm is Msupik, and it's not supposed to be a pater. Therefore, the Chachila, one should not do that. So if you do that, you should make a brenefasha before you drink the wine, because it's suffix whether that's going to patter it, and therefore you should make a brenefasha before you drink the wine. Now, if someone makes kiddush, so it says yayin before the suda, patters yayin during the suda. What's the reason why? Because being that you drink during the Suda, therefore it's like a hemshech, and therefore it's okay. Which brings down Pashtun and Arbadina, Shana Ragalish Shayim to Suda. We don't drink, I feel with Shabbos, who could afford it? But I think that's the reason why. They don't drink wine in the Suda, I give Shabbos, any plater. I'm going to die to Zamidchila. Let's go Das. Originally, it doesn't patter. So therefore, if you're not Ruggle to drink, it's not going to patter unless you're a Das. So if somebody normally drinks, and you get to go. A person normally doesn't drink, so it's not gonna pat. It's not gonna pat. Let's see how that's prepares. Yeah. So the Mishmur discusses what time is it?
11:20.
Okay, let's just wrap it up. Mishmur discusses in terms of if you make before if you have Havdalah, then afterwards you have a Suda right away. So the Shaila is whether.
Meaning right before like Lava Malka.
Yeah, right before Lava Malka. So the question is really whether because the Muslim is going to go ahead and patter it. It's not going to patter it. Therefore, Mishmur writes, and reach that test, that you should go ahead and make Ala Geffen before you have the Suda. Because it gives someone to suffix whether because the Muslim patters it, doesn't patter it. You know, it's because if you're doing it right away. And therefore, you should make Ala Geffen before you start the Suda. If you start the Suda already, he says, then just be Samech on the Perek Samas. Who didn't buy Kiddush? Mechaber brings down that Yayin Lefnei Amazin. So the Perek Samas path is Yayin Tech Amazin. So Meshavur brings down the Berlach, Ainz of Baruch, the Ramban holds not like that. Ben Yayin Shekiddush, Ben Shayin Lefnei Amazin, Ainz of Baruch Achreina, Chaydas Tais Psachim, Visa Nira. Nachin ini kiddush, very important. Loish is rakamil lagmav. You shouldn't drink until share of bracha chayna. Achim with such an avias, chadam klal mamalef. If you drink the whole case, then you should have in mind that berachas amazin is shapat the yain you drink beforehand. Yoytze b'diavad.
What case is going on?
Kiddush. This kiddush, but the mikra wasn't part of kiddush. Chabas says yes. Be'alachim is on the lacham rabban. Loishvus, a lot of. Saying not like that. Then he says, according to the place of the same Mashkas, even Exias, Rei Revius, Rei's Chai Bracha Chreina, we still make a Bracha Chreina by Rei Revius because we have Safik. So therefore, every time you make Kiddush, you have Rei Revius, I'm Mevlog Mev, and every Safik, Bracha Chreina, Zapatas you. If he says, if you do Beferish, then it works. So if you do Beferish, you should always have in mind the Bracha Chreina, Zapatas, the Ainz Kiddush. Because it's a suffix works by itself, and therefore you should have in mind. There's another eitza if you have wine during the Suda. Then it's definitely mamshech, and it's a hamshech. So, you know, that also could be an eitza. But if not, one should have in mind. One last halacha in the gay wine is that. So, Yain Pater Shar Mashkin. So, Ramesh has his famous tshuva that he writes, somebody has ice cream for dessert. So ice cream is, it's a little differently. That's it. Ramesh says that because the mazza, I'm sorry, when somebody washes, so this Zion discusses, do you make a bracha on drinks during a suda? So Mechaber brings into Meshitas, one Shita says yeah, one says yeah. It's fair to say it works is because like, it's part of eating, the person drinks. If it's part of eating drinks, therefore it's gonna, Therefore that works. That mission for example, if you have whiskey, there's a chari in the machlekes. They need a bracha on that because you don't drink it machsimin achila. And others say you don't need a bracha because lower type is a meichel. That's a shaila. What's the story with whiskey? What's the story with a meichel? What comes with it? Like upon our Moshe has a famous shuva, which I want to say, but he ice creams. That ice cream when you have a dessert. So he says that being that's a mashka, and it's true that we're knowing not to make a bracha on it. So therefore, you'll make a bracha on a mashka. They say they don't understand what you're talking. They don't understand the bracha. Because the whole reason why you don't make a bracha on the suda, on mashka to the suda, because enechir b'shtia, being that's enechir b'shtia, therefore it's like machmas suda. If somebody has a mashka, which is not machmas suda, you have like a chocolate malt on, or something like that, but somebody has no sheikhas of suda, about that type of mashka, would yes need a bracha. Therefore, my color place can say that the maysa, an ice cream, you would yes make a bracha, and it's not machas asuda, and therefore yes make a bracha. You know, those won't be macha where they do, so that those.
Moshe is saying that even my dessert?
Yeah.
Well, because there's no, because of the day, nowadays it's in Moshe chedim and apas?
Yeah, that's number one. And number two is it's a mashka, and therefore a mashka, you don't make a bracha. So everyone says that it's not mashka asuda. It's not, and therefore they want to tie now. I want to tell like that. So what do people do? Some people eat a little bit of bread, which not so much that works because like it doesn't really go with bread, right? It's not like an ice cream sandwich. It's
right.
A little life, you know. You know, it's not so much. They serve Aaron Hevel in his hand, Mashuk is that. But yeah, you know, the pasha dover is to make a bracha. You want to be machmer, make a bracha on a candy. You know, if you get to a but otherwise, you know, other ones should make a bracha. Fine.
So the Hakdam of the Rav gave in a gay Yain Srof was just a cash on Ramesha.
Yeah.